Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. In the NFL, there is no margin for error. As you know, one mistake can change the outcome of an entire game. That's the same thing about your life and making sure you get the proper sleep so you get done in your day exactly what you want, because you're focused and you have everything in order. And the people who can help you do that are our friends at Sleep Number. Their mission is to provide the players of the NFL and you with data and insights to optimize your sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Don't just take my word for it. How about 95% of the Los Angeles Rams? They've got a Sleep Number bed. 80% of the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a Sleep Number bed. 90% of the Vikings have a Sleep Number bed. You should have a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart. But it means the world of difference, because we can adjust our side of the bed to the exact firmness that we want and allows for working out or recovery. It's game changing. So if you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store right now. See your store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rich Eisen Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present
the Rich Eisen Show
for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure
from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What taxes you the most?
The Red Sox offense is taxing me the most right now. They've scored a whopping 5 runs in the last 4 games.
Bregman does it again, and the Red Sox lead it 7-2.
Today's guests: Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty, actor Sam Jaeger, WWE superstar Paul Heyman, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Ashton Jeanty's going to be on. We're very excited to talk to the top running back available in this year's draft.
Future Patriot.
You're hoping. We will see. I'll ask him who he's spoken to. We'll hunt and peck for any piece of information, because you never know where it's going to come from, either an interview or somebody playing Fortnite. You never know what's going to happen in the NFL draft world. We'll discuss that on this program. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, whether you're watching on the Roku Sports Channel, our home for the last 3 years of this here show, and thrilled to be on it. Same thing with the Infinity Sports Network, although we're a little bit more new to that. Sirius XM and Odyssey, we say hello to anybody taking in this program. 844-204-RICH. You can take in our podcast version once we're done. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show is our channel. 920,000 subscribers and growing. Sam Jaeger will be on this program. He is in The Handmaid's Tale. He's been here before, and he knows all about dystopia and being frightened because he's an Ohio State guy.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, you can celebrate a trophy, but there's other things to talk about.
There is?
Yeah, I mean, every last 4 Novembers have been his own personal Gilead. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Petty Eisen, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. We can call it off Scarlet and Gray, right? Is that what it was?
Hold
up.
Master just wordsmith.
I didn't even sleep well last night. So, but I'm here. I'm here, and you're there.
Susie makes you sleep on the couch.
No. Paul Hayes, well, you can ask yourself. She'll be here, as always, at the end of the program in advance of Women's Sports Now, recording today and airing tomorrow.
The boss gags thing got me in trouble.
Roku Sports Channel. 844-204-RICH, number up. Paul Heyman will be joining us, the wise man.
Oh, man, this is going to be great.
Joining
man.
Us in hour number 3 in advance of something called, wait a minute, I have it written down here, WrestleMania. 41.
Vegas.
Las Vegas. It's called Vegas. Trouble.
Let's call it. Man, if my family wasn't coming to town this weekend, TG, I'd be with you.
Is that right?
My sister gets here tomorrow with her boys.
Why are you blaming it on your family?
Because they're an easy target.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
It's an easy mark.
Oh, it's Easter weekend. There you go. Is that what it's for? No?
No.
Okay.
Just here to hang out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that you're a heathen.
844. My son goes to Catholic school.
204. Rich. Don't. I don't know why that came up, but that I found that funny. Good to see you over there, Chris.
Hey, I'm great.
What's up, man?
DJ Mikey D is in D's nuts.
You didn't respond to my Alex Bregman Instagram.
No, we'll talk about it later.
All right, I'm just sad.
Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. Is the candle lit? I can't see.
Candle's lit.
All right, very good.
Hoodie Soto season is still in effect, and I'm rocking the Dangerous Alliance Paul Heyman T-shirt.
Very good. In advance of Paul joining us in hour number three. So I'm watching the play-in tournament last night and the second game last night. And sitting there with Coop, my 14-year-old boy. And he turns to me at one point during the game. He says, "Dad, have the Warriors always been good?" And I'm like, "Well, I'll tell you a story. In the 70s, they won a championship in the ABA. And there was a guy named Rick Barry. And interestingly enough, when later on, we're talking about free throws at the end of this game, and Rick Barry's name showed up on the screen as one of the great free throw shooters of all time. I'm like, there's Rick Barry I'm referring to.
Did you tell him how Rick shot those shots?
I did not tell him about underhanded.
Share that with him.
And then I mentioned how there was a renaissance in the late 80s and early 90s featuring one of my favorite players of all time, Chris Mullin. It kind of got lost in him. Run TMC. Gets lost in a 14-year-old reference, you know.
To Mitch and Chris.
It's a longer reference than just 14 years old. And then I yada, yada, yada it and said, and then Steph Curry showed up. It's how I shorthanded it.
I mean.
And then Steph Curry showed.
Yeah.
And, you know, interestingly enough, you know who Steph Curry's first coach was in Golden State? Was Keith Smart.
Really?
Yes, who was there for a year after Don Nelson's second run there and before Mark Jackson took over. Whoa. And then we all know Steve Kerr showed up there. History lesson over. Because I was just saying Curry showed up. Now, listen. When Curry made that four-point play last night, after a large lead dissipated, and we'll talk about how the large lead came to be. But when Curry was running through, like weaving through the Grizzlies defense, dribbling the ball through it, handling through it, and then he gets from one part of the court from the right three-point arc, and he's now winding up on the opposite side of the court in the corner after a quick give-and-go with Kevon Looney. Looney?
Looney.
And then he launches the three and gets fouled. I audibly screamed. And the last time I did that in that room on that couch was during Rory McIlroy's remarkable Sunday. Very few people will get me to just scream. And then Curry, on the floor after he's fouled, looks at the fans sitting in the front row. And they're elated, just out of their minds elated. And he kind of looks at them like, did I just do that? Like, did you just see that? Like, that's the look he gave them, a playful connection with the out-of-their-skull elated Warriors fans. And I said to Suze, can you imagine what it must be like to root for Steph Curry? Like, that he's your hometown hero. Could you imagine what that must feel like for Warrior fans who did live through the Al Attles Rick Barry championship season two, the Run TMC years where there was nothing going on. And then after that, before Curry showed up, Can you imagine what this must feel like for them? And I understand that, you know, in this day and age, we kind of flip on players who win a lot despite how insanely likable they are because they keep winning and that annoys you and you have fatigue. In the same way, there's Mahomes, right? Mahomes is as close to anybody in the NFL is to Steph Curry, right? In terms of awesomeness and likability
and winning
and then doing things that are physically remarkable that few others have ever been able to do.
While looking like an average human being, too.
Correct. There's another one, too. Yeah. So relatable in that regard. And they just got to be out of their skulls. Another one last night, another big moment, although I'll be honest with you, you could have knocked me over the feather on this stat. Did you know it was the first ever play-in tournament victory for the Warriors? They were 0-3.
Oh.
Had not known that. At any rate, they're now the 7th seed, and what's really remarkable about this now is Curry's 37-point night didn't even lead the Warriors because they got a 38-point night from Jimmy Butler, their midseason acquisition, who has changed the fortunes of the Warriors significantly. Yeah. Now, you could sit here and say they're the 7th seed, Rich, so how can they be anything threatening? Well, in the Western Conference, the difference between the 7th seed and the 3 seed could have been a great, you know, 3-0 week. 4-0 week. That's the difference. And Butler shows up like playoff Jimmy.
Big face coffee.
And I'll tell you what, Warriors get 75 combined from Curry and Butler, and they're going to be tough to beat. Certainly if you're going to fall down by double digits, 20 points at one point, because Butler took over the first quarter while Curry was resting. And then you make the comeback and come up with a 5-second inbounds violation when you need to launch a three with 5 seconds to go to try and tie the game. But Curry had this to say about Jimmy Butler now joining this fray. We all know about the big three back in the day where it was Draymond, Curry, and Klay, and then Durant joined the party and made them flat out unbeatable. But now it's Curry, Draymond, and Jimmy.
Man, we've all watched it. Like he was on the Eastern Conference and we on the West. We never got to play against playoff Jimmy, but the idea of just he raises his level based on or at the right time when it's needed the most, and you know that's why the trade made so much sense for us, because he has that experience, he has that resume, and you know he's proven it since he's been here, but you know, in these last two games, you can see a different level of intentionality, especially just scoring the basketball, because, you know, teams are trying to take away some of our pet actions. At the end of the day, you just need somebody that can put the ball in the basket, and he knows how to do that.
38-7-6 was his stat line, and 3 steals on top of it. In the same way that I said that Curry and the Warriors had never won a play-in tournament game, they have never lost a playoff series, the Houston Rockets. They're 4-0 in that regard, now taking on the 2nd seed. And Steve Kerr getting set for that series as the Grizzlies now go home and wait for the winner of tonight's Sacramento and Dallas game. And we'll see how that happens. So, Steve Kerr had this to say about the long journey to this very moment where the Warriors are now in the playoffs, and not just that, but a legitimate threat.
It's a playoff game, even though, you know, it disappears into the ether, as we all know. There's no record of it, but it's a playoff game. And, you know, I tried to downplay it a little bit before the game, but we desperately needed to win this game and get 4 days. Our guys have been basically playing knockout games for about 3 weeks, and one high-level game after another. And So to get this one took 83 games, but we're right where we want to be, which is, you know, back in the playoffs, and we've got a chance. But maybe most importantly, we get the time to rest and prepare, because these guys need that desperately right now.
Yeah. Steve Kerr wearing a Harvard basketball shirt. I wonder why he's got Harvard on the mind. Ripped straight from other headlines, I guess. So, what do you think, gents? Do the Rockets now join the Knicks as the Vogue one-and-done top seed home court advantage team entering these playoffs? Yay or nay? Yay or nay?
All due respect to the Rockets. They made an incredible turnaround, the two seed.
Oh, you're using past tense?
Well,
they made...
paints a picture of where I'm going to go with this.
Yes, it does.
I don't bet, but if I did, I wouldn't bet hard-earned American dollars against the Warriors in that first round matchup.
Yeah, Warriors are favored on the series.
Says the man who does actually bet.
Yes. I don't know these things, so I
minus 190. I'm looking at a tasty plus 160 Rockets right now. Really like Houston here.
So the Warriors are favored.
Yeah. Well, when you got Steph Curry, I think you've earned the right to be favored. The Rockets have been great all year. They're two seed for a reason.
Yeah,
great coach, right? Let's not put any bones about it. Great coach,
absolutely one of your guys.
And you know, they got a really, really nice unit.
Young.
You know, we've talked about the Knicks are a massive favorite against the Pistons. You can spin this any way you want, Rich, but they're a massive favorite. Like, if the Knicks blow it, it's a huge upset.
I'm not spinning anything.
Well, you're saying, oh, they're the Vogue pick to get upset. Well, they're not. They're 4-1 favorite.
I understand favorites. What Las Vegas may have to say, or a fan who's dueling has to say.
But
I get
word
it
on the street,
or a drafting king. I get it, but watch any television show, and everybody's talking about the look out for the Pistons. So the Rockets are now the true Vogue favorite to be one and done in these first round of the playoffs. Doesn't matter who's going to come out as the 8th seed, right? I don't think the Cavs are going to be...
No.
Well, what about... Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. What about the defending world champion, Boston Celtics?
To get upset?
Okay, what was, well, I the mean, Celtics that's are, the other the game Celtics that happened last night.
Minus 7,000 to win the series.
Orlando Magic... How about, Franz Wagner serving up some huevos banqueros for breakfast? What do you think?
Yeah, Trae Young ain't on Boston.
Okay, so you're unconcerned.
Unconcerned.
Would the Heat have scared you more just because of history?
No.
No team scaring you?
No.
Nobody's scaring you?
No.
The way that they're playing?
Whether who's playing?
The Anthonys, Cole and Black. What do you think?
Who?
Okay.
Paolo.
Wow.
Let's not forget about the man on the team.
That's what I said. Huevos banqueros. That's where I was going.
I don't speak German, so I wasn't sure.
It wasn't German.
Disrespect is real.
Actually, Wagner is the German.
I think you're disrespecting the defending champs who put another 60-win season out on the table.
Okay. All right. So you're saying it's going to be Celtics-Knicks. Don't worry about it.
What do you think? Don't worry about it. Celtics-Knicks.
Okay. Speaking of Trae Young, let's hit this, and then we'll get to Ash and Jenty. I mean, with 4 and change to go, he gets ejected. Game was over.
Yeah.
Game was over. He got 2 quick techs.
Probably wasn't too sad he got booed,
well,
too.
Like, I mean, it's just like, you know, he was apparently apologized to his teammates, took ownership, blah, 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 blah. But come on.
He's a stand-up guy.
Well, I mean...
Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, he was a walking out guy. You guys finish this. I just kicked the basketball. I refused to give it to the. Yeah. I refused to give it to. He definitely.
You're a bad guy, though.
I'm not calling him a bad guy.
I'm just saying.
But he deserves criticism. He deserves criticism. Your team's getting blown out, and so you're just going to just pitch a fit, not give the ball back to the refs, and then kick it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, he did. Fire it at the ref. Yeah.
I mean,
now that I'm reliving this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know.
I don't know. The kick thing, it looked like he was trying to stop it. I don't know.
Dude.
I'm watching it right now. I mean,
he deserved ejection. He deserved to get the gate.
He was ready to go home. That's for
now,
sure.
Now, calling it a mockery of the game might be a little harsh, but that's what the referee, James Williams, told a pool reporter last night.
These guys flopping is more of a mockery of the game than what Trae Young did.
His first unsportsmanlike technical foul was for throwing the ball at a game official, which you shouldn't do, A. And then his second one came for kicking the ball away and making a mockery of the game. As we were attempting to shoot the free throw for the first technical foul, and by rule, and the player receives two. Yeah, he's
I take umbrage with all of that language.
What do you mean?
Watching the video, okay, Trae Young puts the ball in.
A mockery of a sham. Two mockeries of a sham.
After a floater.
He tosses it.
He two-handed chest passed the ball to the official.
Who caught it with ease, by the way.
Now, was there a little extra sauce on that pass?
Maybe.
Probably. But the referee caught it, put it down, and teed him up. Then he rolled the ball down to the other end, and Trae Young is walking, and he sticks his foot out to stop it, and it kind of goes into the first row.
So hold on a minute. Are you calling this something he shouldn't have been ejected for?
No, this is not ejection worthy, any of it.
No, come on.
None of it was ejection worthy.
There's no kicking the ball.
I thought it was ejection worthy.
When they say throw the ball at the official, you think of him winding up and chucking it at him out of frustration. Not a crisp two-handed chest pass that the referee catches. And then when you read kick the ball, you think of him winding up for a field goal and kicking it into the stands. He sticks his foot out and the ball hits his foot.
Let me ask you this question.
I agree 100%.
I know you like Brian Anderson. He was saying,
I do like Brian Anderson.
He said that if there's any player out there, don't dare do this.
He said. That reeks of this is an embarrassing act.
Yeah, I was embarrassed for him. I mean, this is a professional basketball player with 4.5 minutes to go in a blowout. You know, just give the ball back to the official.
He did. If you didn't like the velocity on the
I will push back on that. I didn't sit there and think he's making a mockery of the game.
No, of course not. And should he be injected? No. What are we doing?
This is what he had to say after.
It's one game. I'm not letting it dwindle. I'm not letting people think about what I'm feeling and things like that. Obviously, I told him I was sticking up for the squad, and I'm not going to let the refs frustrate me like that in our next game. I know we got a win or go home next, so I'm going to be ready. And I told the team I'm be ready for him. We got to go home and take care of business.
He does. I mean, he just needs to treat it like it's Madison Square Garden. How come he always saves his best for the Knicks there, huh? I mean, he's a great player in this league. Who's got to start winning.
Agreed.
He's got to start winning series. Don't forget, who was drafted right after him?
They were traded for each other.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Luka Doncic. Look, they had the one nice run a few years ago to the Eastern Conference Finals, came out of nowhere, and it's kind of been nothing else since then.
It's time for him to just give the ball back to the official. Don't do anything stupid. Go and win the game. Go and be the 8th seed, and go and show the Cleveland Cavaliers who you are. That's what he should do.
That's fair.
You know, but mockery of the game, that was how about this, too?
That's a lot.
How about this, too? Players should be on notice right now in the NBA, for sure. Speaking of Luka, these officials are, what's the word for it? I think sensitive. Luka, while I was out last week, right, getting ejected because he's barking at a fan and the official thought it was at him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he throws Luka out of a game. Like, you know, with seating on the line and everything like that.
Yeah.
And so this is now actionable and a mockery of the game. So be on notice for the rest of these NBA playoffs. They are not playing around, and they have an earful, and everybody's only going to get more intense. Honestly, when the Lakers play the Timberwolves, at this point in time, Luka and LeBron will not be in their minds guilty of being somebody who's fouled anybody,
right.
100% victim of a foul every time.
Correct.
Okay, so that's where we're at right now.
And then you got Ant on the other side, who's one of the hottest headed players in the league.
So everyone should be on notice with Trae Young now and Luka the week before.
That's true.
These officials are very sensitive. You know, the glass break in the NBA house right now is going to be set off by a pen dropping on the floor. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Ashton Jeanty is awaiting, gents. He is one of the best in the draft, certainly at his position. Can't wait to chat with him next.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Apologies in advance here to everybody for using Rich Eisen's show real estate for this, but we're just like every other household. And somebody around here keeps not filling up the Keurig once it's already down in water.
Let's not point fingers. I will.
Let's just use the.
Nope.
I mean, all right.
And I'm a good one.
You,
not me.
I know it's not
it
you.
It ain't me.
Because you don't. He doesn't use it.
I don't use it.
He doesn't drink coffee. You don't have a tea drinker. You're not anything. You don't ever use the Keurig.
Nope. He is a tea drinker.
And he constantly takes bottles and fills it. I haven't had tea in forever. So, TJ, you were
Mike, because I thought he was leaning on me. I was about to go off.
I'm a witness with TJ.
There's a lot of people around here. And we are a family.
Somebody not in this room.
No, no, like there is in our refrigerator, as there are many places in America. Back in my house, where there is a container for water.
Water.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So we can all have cold water. And I've got two teenagers and soon to be a third teenager. There's not a single one of them that's just wait a minute, this thing's all the way down. I'm going to fill it up. No. So.
The person, the guilty party, is not in this room.
Oh.
I can say that.
Now, we're all busy. You know what I mean? We're all busy. But
why don't you just say who it is?
No, because it feels like you were going somewhere.
You just start this to be like,
let's just fill up.
You're
the
coming at the Bears.
Because I feel like it was coming towards me. And I promise you, nobody has filled that thing up more than I have.
Listen, somebody's making a mockery of the game here. Okay.
So
that's what I'm just saying to you. You're like the NBA refs. You're sensitive. You think I'm talking about you, but I don't know.
Well, because this isn't the first time it's got brought up on air.
Am I talking about you?
Yeah, I think
back
we all
on the Rich
that.
Eisen Show we Radio Network. That. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. This man stopped by the end zone quite a bit in his time in Boise State. He is without question the best running back available in this year's draft. The question is, where is he going to go? And joining us right now on this program, courtesy of Open Door, is Ashton Jeanty. How are you, Ashton? Good to see you.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm better for seeing you on my screen, to be very honest with you. What's going through your mind 8 days before the NFL draft?
Man, a lot, man. You know, mind is swirling, but, you know, I'm just trying to find some peace through, you know, everything that's going on. But I'm just ready to hear my name get called, you know?
I do know that. That is for sure. And, you know, what's that going to feel like, do you think? Have you envisioned that moment when you do hear Roger Goodell say so-and-so selects Ashton Jeanty?
Yeah, I've definitely envisioned it, had dreams about it. But, you know, I think it's just going to be a lot of emotions, excitement, joy, everything you can think of, you know, just because of all the hard work leading up. You know, it's been a long journey to get to where I'm at.
So you're going to be there, right? I mean, so your Jeanty party of how many? Who's coming?
We got mom, dad, all my siblings, older brother, older sister, younger sister, my godfather, godmother, two of my uncles on my mom's side, who else? My girlfriend and her mom, and I believe that's it. Or yeah, my brother's girlfriend. So that, I don't know. I lost count, but that's okay. Probably like.
I just want to make sure. I got to make sure you're okay, Ashton. Just, you know, my two unsolicited cents. For your happiness, I would upgrade mentioning your girlfriend sooner than that on the list if you're going to be asking.
You gotta know what I mean? Pick the family first.
You know? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You're right. listen, this is obviously a momentous moment for them, too. So I'm glad that you're all going to be there. Are they still in Florida? Is that where they're all based, your family mostly, Ashton?
No. So everybody actually is pretty much in Texas now.
In Texas now. Okay.
Yeah.
You were just so born in Jacksonville. That's just your birthplace, right?
Yes,
and so how did you – walk me through your journey. How did you wind up in the state of Idaho to play football, Ashton?
Man, so I grew up all over, right? My dad was in the military. His last stop was Naples, Italy. And after that, we moved to Frisco, Texas, where I played high school football for the last 3 years of high school. And, you know, I got recruited by – a great bit of schools, and you know, Boise State just stood out in you know, their care and you know, the real, you could see the real want in them, the real belief in me as a player, to come through and, you know, do special things for this program. I mean, the long history, I mean, before I was even born, of, you know, winning a lot of football games, championships, you know, going to bowl games. Right. And, you know, just that history of running backs, you know, coming through and, you know, being great and excelling on the next level as well. So I kind of wanted to be the next one.
And living in Idaho, what was that like for you, Ash, being there?
It was, you know, it's a chill, relaxed place. I mean, it's very peaceful. The community is great out there. The people are so nice and welcoming. You know, a lot of things to do outdoor, you know, float the river. If you like hiking, you can go on a hike, fishing, all that type stuff. But I really did enjoy it. It was tough at first because when I first got there in January, it was cold. It was snowing. And I just came from Texas. So, I'm, man, what's going on? But, you know, I really embraced it and, you know, they got the saying over there, you take care of Boise, Boise will take care of you. And I definitely seen that.
When did you realize that you had a special talent?
I would say in middle school, honestly, because it was always people telling me, you know, I thought I was just, you know, I thought I was great. But, you know, everybody told me that I was elite, that I was going to play in the NFL someday, that I was going to be one of the best. And I just remember how I got into football. It was really because of one of my childhood friends, Mario. His dad was like, we were just playing around one day at one of his practices, because I would go and just hang out with him and watch his practices. And then he was like, man, why aren't you playing football? And I was like, I don't know. And then next thing you know, I'm in Pop Warner football.
And now next thing you know, you're going to be in the National Football League, fresh off of being a runner-up for the Heisman Trophy based on what you've done and the abilities that you have. I mean, we just showed that photograph. Put it back up again one more time. When you see this, you think what? What are you thinking here?
I'm in space, man. I'm floating.
You are. I mean, you are doing that. I mean, and then you watch it back. Do you even marvel at that?
I do. Sometimes after the game, I look back and I'm like, man, I really did that. You know?
Yeah. Right. And so who of that currently plays in the NFL do you reach out to for 2 cents?
For help? I wouldn't say I really have, you know, reached out to anybody specifically, but I mean, I've talked to a few different guys at, you know, different events like Raheem Mostert, Jonathan Taylor, down at the Super Bowl, Mark Ingram, you know, just being able to connect with them and talk to them. They all gave me advice, you know, even talking with Marshawn Lynch a few times a little bit. So, but, you know, building relationships with those guys who've been there and done that.
Other than taking care of your mentals and your chicken, what did Marshawn tell you about? What advice did he give you, Ashton?
He said, yeah, just, you know, kind of stay focused, you know, on the grind. And, you know, he was just saying like, I'm the one, I'm one of them ones, like I'm next up. So, it's just great to hear that from, you know, somebody I grew up watching play.
Fresh off of a 2,600 yard season, Ashton Jeanty joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's get to it. Who have you spoken to, Ashton? From the NFL?
With teams, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
so I've spoken to a lot of teams, but, you know, the Raiders, the Bears, Broncos, Falcons, Seahawks. I mean, a whole lot of them.
You've spoken to the Jets? Have the Jets spoken to you? Have you spoken to them?
I haven't spoken to the Jets.
What about the Patriots? Have you spoken to the Patriots?
I spoke to them at the combine.
At the combine. What about the Dallas Cowboys? Have you spoken to the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. Where did that take place? Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys.
Down here in Dallas, man.
In Dallas. What would it mean for you to be drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, Ashton?
I think it would be a great opportunity. It would be awesome because, you know, I grew up here, you know. A lot of people would love to play for their kind of hometown team where they grew up a little bit, play high school football. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it'll be a great opportunity to play for any team in the National Football League.
No, and I know, should you be drafted by a team other than Dallas, you know, you don't want to be on the record and saying, hey, you know, that would really be special. Certainly if you're being drafted by another team, which is special in of itself. But I mean, for a kid growing up the way that you grew up, for you to go to Idaho, make your bones, and then be able to play with the star on the side of your helmet. I mean, were you watching the Cowboys as a kid, Ashton?
Not like as a young kid, just because I grew up all over.
Right.
But it was more of kind of when I got to Texas. I mean, obviously everybody here is a Cowboys fan, mm-hmm. In this area at least. Just kind of, you know, seeing it, being around it, that type of thing.
And who was the running back that you watched growing up then? Who was your guy?
I watched a lot of different guys, but I think the first guy I really started watching, to be honest, was Marshawn Lynch.
So you getting to meet him had to be pretty neat, huh? That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So before we get to Open Door, and then I let you go on with the rest of your day, every mock draft I see has you as a Las Vegas Raider. Can you characterize your conversations with the Raiders for me, Ashton?
It's no surprise to me that I'm, you know, mocked to go there, being, you know, that the recent hires and Pete Carroll, we know his coaching style. We know he likes to run the ball, likes to great running back, and, you know, also other people that they've, you know, excuse me, brought on their staff, like Chip Kelly and know, Dylan McCullough and a great running back coach. But yeah, it's been great conversations. Meeting with the GM as well in Spy Tech. They want to bring in, great people, right? Obviously, I'm a great player, but they want you to be a fit as a person as well. And I think it's, well known by them that I'd be a great, fit as a person and player. So it's been great conversations with them and getting to know them as well. And so look forward to seeing what's going to happen on the 24th.
Yes, indeed. And, obviously Marshawn Lynch knows Pete. Pete knows Marshawn. Marshawn was literally shouting him out during his introductory press conference in Vegas. Did you have any contact or meet Tom Brady at any point in time in this process?
No, I did not.
Okay. All right. I'm hunting and pecking for what I can figure out for you on your behalf as well. Tell me about Open Door and your relationship with Open Door in advance of this year's draft, Ashton.
Yeah, so getting drafted is, going to be one of my biggest milestones in life. And, I feel like teaming up with, Open Door just, felt like the perfect way to prepare for this next chapter. Not just in life, not just in football, but in life. And they understand, how major transitions feel and, making it easier.
And so, supporting homeowners in that transition or the milestone, and obviously that's what you got going on. You've been nothing but setting milestones, and you're making a transition in life from one level to the next. It makes complete sense that you guys are connecting in advance of this draft. So before I let you go, I'm going to ask you what I ask every top prospect that is kind enough to say yes to appear on this program. A team gets what if they draft Ashton Jeanty next Thursday night?
Man, they get a guy who's gonna, change and make this organization for the better. There's obviously a lot of great organizations, a lot of great players, but what I bring to the table is leadership, a person who's gonna be able to connect with everybody in the locker room. And not only that, but make them better, push them to, higher limits, obviously an asset, on the offensive side of the ball. And then just the community, right? Doing things in the community, bringing change, and most importantly, a legacy for people to follow, because a legacy is what you leave behind, and I'll leave behind nothing but greatness.
I love it. What an answer, man. I'm so looking forward to seeing what you could do at the next level. I guess I got one last question for you. You can only do one thing, Ashton Jeanty. This one thing here. You can run through somebody. You can run over somebody. Or you can run past somebody by leaving their ankles pretty much broken.
Yeah.
What do you choose, Ashton Jeanty?
I'm gonna say run through somebody, because it just sets the tone. It changed the game. That type of physicality always gets everybody going.
It gets everyone going. So you choose the run through. I like that answer. I like it. Ashton, thanks for the time. Congrats on everything that's gone on in your life to this point in time. Your relationship with Open Door included. I appreciate them making you available for this conversation that I hope we can continue when you land somewhere that makes you happy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Enjoy your time with your family and everybody else that's a part of your world in Green Bay in a couple of Thursdays, Ashton.
I appreciate it.
That's thank Ashton Jeanty right here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's fun stuff right there.
Yeah, man, he's gonna look so good in the red throwbacks.
Let me tell you something, awesome. Chris. We'll talk about it on the other side.
A lot of Cowboys went to Boise State is all I'm saying.
I just said, let me tell you something. We'll talk about it in a second. That literally is what I just said, which makes no sense. But we will.
I can't wait.
Put a pin in it.
Put a pin. That's a tease.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions. So it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. when you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We know just how fast your life moves. You have bills to pay, mouths to feed, and not a lot of free time. That's why we created an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on. It can save you time and money with new lightning-fast direct deposit setup, and it offers checking accounts with ATM refunds and no service fees. Plus, whether you have credit or not, you can build your credit score with the new ability to report on-time bill payments. And with personalized financial insights on My Making Sense, the ability to view all your accounts in one place, custom notifications, and 24/7 fraud protection, you can get a full picture of your finances. So if you want an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on, sign up today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Your process in coming up with these videos, right upon the Cowboys' misery, just piling on.
There's no real process. I mean, it hits me naturally. It's very impromptu, extemporaneous, right off the cuff.
Yes.
I sincerely mean from the bottom of my heart, I don't care whether you're young or old, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter to me. I think that Dallas Cowboys fans are the worst, most disgusting, most nauseating fan base in American history. Nobody disgusts me more than a Cowboys fan because they never, ever, ever take a moment to smell their own stench. This is a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl since 1995, and they walk around like they're the reigning defending Super Bowl champions every single year.
I've got a Dallas Cowboy fan here, Rich Eisen Show social media extraordinaire, Grandmaster TJ Jefferson, who...
My condolences to him.
He is reasonable. I do want to say that. I mean, you're right, but you did say 5 years ago, though, you were thoroughly just like every other Cowboy fan that Stephen A. has
received. I probably resembled the remarks that he made.
Okay.
You know? But, I mean, nobody feels that way anymore, man. And I don't,
really?
I'm on Cowboys Twitter a lot. I see a bunch of angry and annoyed Cowboy fans. I don't see Cowboys fans, like, walking around, like, thinking we're the Chiefs or something. Like...
Yeah. What do you think, Steve?
Oh, my Lord. I don't know you. I don't know you. And I don't mean to cast any aspersions on you as a human being. I'm sure you're a very nice, highly intelligent dude. But for this particular subject, you are a damn liar. No way. There is no way that you can say with a straight face that you don't run into Cowboy fans thinking like this. Cowboy fans are the most arrogant, disgusting, nauseating fan base you could possibly find. You never take a second to smell your own stuff. And I'm just looking at here. You know, one of the great, great moments that I had.
Yes.
All right. Remember 2010 when you ended up going 6-10? But then those weren't my favorite years with the Cowboys. Because I actually liked the Cowboys when the playmaking and Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman were there and stuff like that. Primetime came over to San Francisco and all of this other stuff. But here was my favorite moment. 2011, 2012, 2013. Not only did the Dallas Cowboys finish 8-8 each season, they had the last game of the regular season with the division crown on the line and lost all 3 years to each of the teams in the division. It doesn't get much sweeter than that. And even then, y'all still walk around. We'll be back next year. You'll see.
Ah, yes. Back in the day, before we outfitted TJ with an appropriate corner filled with all of his stuff around him.
It was looking a little lonely back
just
then.
For this promotional announcement, the NFL Network and ESPN every year have a crossover where ESPN people show up on NFL Network shows and vice versa to promote the fact that the draft is on every single channel next week. And in that regard, I will be crossing over at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time from this very chair. I will join Stephen A. on First Take.
Yeah, I saw that last night. So, I was like, wait, what?
You need some hot take prep?
Not everything needs to be a hot take. I'm just going to bring my own takes.
All right. On that show, it does.
My First Take is on Thursday. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers available class-exclusive advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 130 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai's always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. IIHS Top Safety Awards include Top Safety Pick and Safety Pick Plus Awards to Hyundai vehicles from 06 to 25. Listen, fantasy drafts and real drafts in the NFL, two totally different things, right? I get it. Totally understand it. But one way in which it's very similar is that when you are in the first round of your fantasy draft and you have no shot at a guy that's going to be drafted 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th overall because you're not going to have that pick coming back in the snake draft, and you're sitting there, say, 4th overall, you take the guy that's going to be there 8th or 7th or 9th early because you're not going to have a shot at that person, and that person may be, in your mind, more of a sure thing than who you're taking 4th overall. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everyone, I think, understands that? There's absolutely every reason to apply that logic to the Patriots at 4th overall. If Hunter and Carter are off the board after Cam Ward goes to the Tennessee Titans, there's no reason to not take Ashton Jeanty 4th overall. I know you were joking. I'm not joking.
I mean, I'm sort of like, not. Hey, sort of, yes, but not. Throwbacks. I mean, I did say it as an overreaction topic last week.
Now, I understand that they are so deep in the maybe offensive line hole that it makes no sense to put the running back cart before the horse. Right? So, you know, I disagree. They are so bereft of playmakers around Drake May.
That's true.
They are so in need of something splashy and effective and someone who's great in the community. You just saw Ashton Jeanty on the screen. Chris, you also, I did you both a favor by asking
to
meet with the Patriots, to meet with the Cowboys.
Yep, yep.
And the whole business that the Jets would be willing to trade Breece Hall if Jeanty drops. The Jets haven't even spoken to him, but that doesn't mean anything, as you know, in the long run. I don't think there's any, I mean, listen, you can obviously go and protect Drake May. That's the most important guy on your field. You have to, it's not as sexy, it's not as exciting, it's not as splashy, it's not anything but smart rostering and team building to get that line set, and then you can draft another kid at the running back position. But nobody's Jeanty, though, I don't feel. And, you know, Dallas took Zeke. They didn't win a championship with him, but I think that worked out. Bijan looks stupendous. I'm just naming guys in the running back spot who have been drafted this high. Saquon, how's he looking right now?
It was funny. So, yesterday when I questioned it, you and Chris gave me those names. I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm wrong.
See what I'm saying? You know, I honestly. Look,
traditionally, you don't want to take a running back in the top five or whatever anymore. But there are instances recently of it really being a home run.
If we're looking at the Raiders saying, oh, absolutely, Jeanty's perfect for them at 6, it's just 2 picks in advance.
Right.
It's not out of the realm.
Exactly.
By any stretch. So it's a reach at 4. Because you could have had him at 6. But guess what? Patriots aren't going to be at 6. They're at 4. And I don't think there's anybody knocking on doors to get into the top 5. And I don't think we're going to see it either.
I truly think it would be a mistake for anyone in the top 11 to take Ashton Jeanty. They should just let him go.
I don't think
top 11.
I know why you're saying that.
I love it.
In case anybody out there doesn't have the inference skills, TJ's Cowboys draft 12.
Just leave him alone. That's all I'm saying.
So I know I'm singing his praises, but to the point where Dallas should trade up from 12 to 4 for him? No. No.
Vrabel said yesterday they're going to take the best players.
Well, the best player available could be Will Campbell out of LSU or Armon Membu out of Missouri. Because you need, like, if Drake May turns into David Carr, that's no good.
Not good.
Okay? So, with all due respect, I should have said that in advance because then it's disrespectful if I say it afterwards.
But I think David remembers how many times he was sacked.
So, he is definitely the guy you mentioned when you're saying top pick in the draft, top quarterback prospect, didn't pan out because his ass was on the ground. You want your quarterback vertical, not horizontal, this just in. So I understand the mentality. And if the Patriots take that pick, you could say not sexy, not splashy, as I said. But you have to be tempted because, again, the head seemed – tightly screwed on properly when we just talked to Ashton Jeanty. Mm-hmm. And who you're going to get. You're going to get a leader in the locker room. You get a leader in the community. And I believe it. I believe it. Boy, you'd be jacked.
Oh, my God. I'd be
beyond jacked. My phone would blow up live on NFL Network from you and Cooper. I don't know who would be the first to hit my phone. But, you know, or my brother-in-law or anybody roots for the Patriots, yep. It would be dynamo. I don't know what the Raiders would do. Because everybody's basically saying, you know, he's going there. Because the Jaguars are going to take Mason Graham. There's a lot of Sharpieing going on in mock drafts right now.
You can get linemen in the second, third, fourth round.
No, maybe not as good as these guys.
You can't get Ashton Jeanty anywhere but where you're at, fourth.
Well, then there's the whole running back debate about where you choose one. But I think if the Patriots have a shot at them at four, they should do it. All right, Sam Jaeger of The Handmaid's Tale coming out.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.